Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and we're out west, and it's 9 a.m. in Kansas City. I think we're actually in Mission, Kansas.
We're in Mission, Kansas. We're not even in Missouri.
Yeah. Are we in Kansas?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize
this. This is Mission, Kansas.
Okay. Shout out to Kansas. I spent a lot of time in Kansas over the last 24 hours. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're live out here in Kansas, apparently, for the big Monday Night Football game tonight, where really nobody gives Washington a chance. I can understand why. Chiefs are hot. Washington's cold, whole bunch of injuries. Chiefs are a world-class team that has won 3 Super Bowls over the last 6 years. They've been to 5. Washington has not. Last year was Washington's first playoff success in 30 years. That's why they play the games, man.
100%. Yeah, I mean, you have to play the games. I think the ultimate thing of this is, as I was talking to them earlier, I said...
Hold on. I don't know if your mic is working, B. Talk now.
Testing one.
There we go.
I did
Look
not
at me troubleshooting.
I've sat there and I was talking with Bob, who's going to be joining us later, Festgrove, and I said, you know, there have been many, many stories written where no one gave a chance in hell to a team to win.
Right.
But you know what? That team has to be willing and dedicated to leaving nothing in the tank. All right. If you go out there and you pussyfoot against this team here, they're going to embarrass you. But you got to go out there, hit them in the mouth, make them understand it's going to be a fight, and there's a possibility. You know, as I stated last night talking to somebody, I don't think Kansas City is playing against high schoolers.
Right.
They're not playing against no damn college students. They're playing professional athletes. And every once in a while, those professional athletes show that they have some pride. So I'm hoping for that to happen tonight, and let's see what happens. See how it goes.
There's weird upsets in the NFL all the time. Like, it happens. I think, you know, if you look at the biggest underdogs yesterday, the Panthers were catching 7 at home. They had a backup quarterback going. They got smoked.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets were pretty big underdogs to the Bengals, and they got their first win of the year, 39-38.
Yeah, totally.
Nobody, I don't think many thought the Dolphins were going to go into Atlanta and beat Kirk Cousins and the Falcons.
Hell no. No.
What happened?
And not like they did.
The Dolphins worked Atlanta. I think, unfortunately for Kirk, a guy I know and like, I think it's over. Like, he looked. Did you watch any of that? Did you see any highlights?
No, I was flying out.
I think it's over for Kirk. He just, nothing looked right in that game for Atlanta.
The process isn't working anymore?
I mean, I think it's Father Time comes for everybody, man. And
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean it as a shot at Kirk. He's had a good career. He made a boatload of cash.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I do think it's over there. Just looking at the NFL, man, we're going to open the phones, let people talk, and there's plenty of reasons to think lots of things, right? The Colts were the biggest favorite on the board this week. they beat Tennessee's ass.
Yeah, they beat their
cover, right?
Yeah, yeah,
totally. So, like, sometimes it's going to go the way it is expected, but sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think once Lamar was out for Baltimore, everybody thought the Bears.
As I was leaving Baltimore and stuff like that, and everyone was basically like, Baltimore's going to get boat race. They didn't.
Right.
They went out there and they won the damn game. They limited the offense, their offense, and then also they went out there and they played very good on their side. The ultimate thing is, man, listen.
I don't know why they try. Snoop is such a better – he's a better player, better fit for them than Rush was, and I think they should have gone to Huntley early.
Yeah, because when you go to Rush, you're going completely to a different style quarterback.
Right.
You know, we used to have that here in D.C., where we would have the quarterback that didn't – the backup never, ever matched the starter. Now it does, in a sense. But you still have to play the games. And if a team finally just get out of their own damn way – they can go out there and win a game.
Well, dude, the offensive genius of Ben Johnson, they had, I don't know. I mean, that Ravens defense has been awful. The Bears were able to put up about 300 yards of offense. Maybe it was turnover driven. My computer's not really opening, but they scored 16 points on a Ravens defense that was giving up 40 routinely.
Mm-hmm.
So I the NFL's a weird place, man. I know.
Caleb had 285 yards passing.
They couldn't really run the ball.
He threw an interception. Yeah. He was 25 of 38. Running the ball was not very – they weren't good with that. They went for –
their running backs had about 70 yards rushing.
23 carries total. No. Yeah, 23 carries total for about 100 yards, something like that.
And, I mean, if you look at kind of Baltimore's play calling in that game, it wasn't successful yardage-wise, but their commitment to the run kept a lot of pressure off Huntley. Huntley only threw the ball 22 times. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry got 21 carries. Granted, it was a grind. He only got 70 yards. But sometimes when you just stay with that hammer, it works out for you.
Yeah, and then one thing about running games, I know everyone expects you to get 4 or 5, 10 yards, like the Eagles running back averaged over 11 yards a carry yesterday. But they expect you to go out there and just always just churn out yards. Having the threat of the run helps your whole offense out. And I think in our situation, we go away from it a little quick. We're going to have to stick to it tonight.
Yeah. I think you run the hell out of the ball tonight. I think I've said it a couple times now. I want to see McNichols. I'd like to see Rodriguez. Like, get all of them going.
Another game.
And Bill. Like, I'm not saying go away from Bill, but I'd like to run the ball a lot this evening.
Texans and
49ers. Including Mariota, dude.
How about Texas 49ers yesterday?
I know.
Who picked that?
Me. For a hundo. I'm excited for the game tonight. Arrowhead's a cool experience. It does feel a little... to quote the late, great John Feinstein, season on the brinkish for Washington. You get to 3-5, and then you got Seattle and Detroit coming to town. Like, 3-5, two games under 500 starts to feel really ugly. And obviously, oddsmakers expect that to happen. I get it. But everybody thought the Ravens were cooked, especially when they had all the Lamar. What do you make of all that Lamar craziness?
Him being hurt, you mean?
They listed him.
No, that right there is on the team. That got nothing to do with Lamar. They said he practiced.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory?
Then they came back and said he didn't take starting reps. Nobody cares if he took starting reps or not. Did he practice or not? Okay, you don't put it out that he was a full participant. Then you say no, he was limited. Whether he takes starting reps or not, the backups take backup reps, don't they? They get full participant.
Yeah.
You don't change it the next day, do you? So that's some screw-up that they did.
Yeah.
And you see the league, I guarantee they get fined for it.
My boy Brendan Fry, you know Brendan, he just texted me, if Miami can beat the Falcons by 30, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the NFL is, listen, if it went the way it was supposed to, if it went the way everybody thought... the drinks wouldn't be free in Vegas. Like, there's a reason betting on the NFL is one of the most impossible things in the world.
Yeah.
I do think to get a win, you know how in football sometimes weird stuff happens?
Yeah.
You need a Mahomes pass to bounce off Johnny Newton's helmet, go straight up in the air, and let Frankie Louvu catch that thing and run it 13 yards for a touchdown. You need some stuff.
You need some stuff to happen, and in the end, you can't beat yourself.
Definitely.
One thing you can't do is go out there and have all these dumbass penalties and have turnovers. You have turnovers and penalties against this team, there's no chance you're going to come back.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Let's talk about our trips to Kansas. You left when? You had an event in the morning or something?
I left yesterday.
What time? Usually you're like first flight out.
I left at 1:40.
Okay, so you were later.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to town.
1:49.
Okay, so you got here 4-ish?
3-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was the rally?
Rally was cool.
Jumping?
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of like an indoor-outdoor type thing. And I'm glad that the rain held off.
Not on a golf course.
It held off for me. It was at Chicken and Pickle.
Chicken and Pickle. Did you play any pickleball?
Hell no.
Have you ever? Pickleball's fun, dude.
It was people out there playing, you know.
Just not Brian Mitchell.
No. I was sitting up there talking to the folks. You know, I like to hang out with the folks.
How big was the crowd?
It wasn't as big as some of the others. It's not really, like when you say you're going on a road trip, Atlanta, understand. Dallas, L.A., understand. Kansas?
Well, I also think one of the big differences in some of these bigger cities, Atlanta, L.A., when we go down to Florida, Tampa, Miami, mm-hmm. there are just Skins fans that live there. Like, just people that are from D.C. Yeah. or their parents were, and they grew up Burgundy and Gold fans, and they just live out west, or they live in Atlanta, mm-hmm. or they live in Fort Lauderdale. I kind of think people here root for their team.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, I don't think there's right. a big...
I was coming through the airport, and I was like Tanner was talking about, you know, man, I don't think it really came through. I'm like, dog, the last time I went through this airport, because when I flew out here to play, you know, you get off the plane straight onto a bus and you go to the hotel.
Right.
I came to visit the Kansas City Chiefs. Marty Schottenheimer was the coach.
Didn't
you that was my last time going through a damn airport here?
Didn't your pager go off and like Bria was being born
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, I was out.
Weren't you going to sign? Like,
I was thinking about
signing.
You were
like
with
in
him.
The meeting room with Schottenheimer.
I said,
right?
I got to go. I got to go to the airport, coach. What do you mean? Oh, I got a baby coming. I got to go.
That's all. That's such a cool. Was it thank, Bria? What's Bria.
Thank you, Bria.
Those Chiefs teams were good, though.
Not necessarily like they are now.
Not but, like now.
And but then again.
Marty had it working. They got Joe Montana. Would you have played with Montana here?
I don't know if it was Joe at the time. It was like 95, 96s.
Bro, that had to be because Steve Young won that Super Bowl with the Niners in 95, 96.
I didn't play. Yeah, and I can tell clearly. You this. I was talking to Sean Barber last night. He's like, bro, you know, like, you know, the places in D.C. you could hang out at. Ain't no places like that here. I'm like, good. Glad I didn't come.
So you hit Q39 last night.
Yeah.
How was it?
Fantastic.
What all did you get?
I had brisket. I had ribs.
There was a Q39 down by your hotel,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Not far from it. I had chicken. I had the Chipotle sausage. I had the Mexican street corn, which was unbelievable.
Elote.
The vegetables was good. And then I forgot to get burnt in, so I'm going to find a place today and get those.
So I got burnt ins last night. I'm going to just run you through my day yesterday because mm-hmm. it was worth it, incredible, but a lot. 6 a.m., I believe.
Y'all crazy as hell.
Dog, the hardest logistical part of my day. So Saturday was just a really fun family day. Did a bunch of stuff. I wake up call at 4:45 a.m. at my house because my flight's at 6:20 out of National.
All right.
Throw it in my phone. So I'm out the door at like 5. Throw it in my phone. Easy. It's 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Like it should be pretty wide open driving. And from where I live, I go down to Canal Road, sneak it down, going to go over the Key Bridge to the airport, no problem. Driving, cruising, everything's easy. Get right to where Georgetown's on, like Georgetown University's on your left, the river's on your right. I need like 500 yards to make a right onto Key Bridge. And there's a million cops, just police everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell? The road is closed. And I realize there's nowhere for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm in full scramble mode because I'm kind of starting to cut it close with my flight. Bobbing and weaving, go up around Georgetown, cut down over by the Four Seasons over there.
Yeah.
Cops everywhere. I'm like,
oh, the marathon.
The damn marathon. I had no idea.
You know what? When I was driving in,
everything was closed.
The marathon was still going on, but I didn't get affected by it at all. And I'm like, JP had problems this morning. I just figured you had problems, dog.
I had problems.
That's why I called you this morning to make sure you were up.
I know, I appreciate that. So Memorial Bridge ended up being open. I got there. The plane started boarding at 5:50. I parked my car at 5:37, but there was nobody at security. I got right through. Yeah. Luckily, it was DCA, which is pretty small.
Yeah, DCA, you can fly through.
Right. So all's well. So we go DC to Chicago. O'Hare is, I know Atlanta's busier, but O'Hare is up there, dude. That is a busy-ass airport.
Yeah.
I did get McDonald's breakfast in Chicago, which was hitting. McDonald's breakfast stays hitting. I got a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. Bang. Chicago to Wichita. Wichita, Kansas, B. I've learned more about Wichita than I've really ever thought I would know. It's a very nice airport.
Is it a quaint town?
I don't know that I missed much, but I didn't see a lot that I would call memorable. Apparently, it's the biggest town in Kansas. I did learn that.
Really?
Yeah. From Wichita, we get into Uber, and it's an hour to this golf course.
Hour Uber ride?
Yes, dude.
Try to write that one off.
I don't think I can expense that one. This golf course called Prairie Dunes, built in, 1900. Just incredible. You are in the absolute middle of nowhere, but it was incredible. And B, I came out hot. Parred the first hole. Second hole, uphill par three.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 145. And all these greens were just crazy. Just sloped and slanted and everything. I hit a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts drifting down toward the hole. And then it's like on a ridge, so we can't see it. And
I'm started
like,
winning.
I'm with Tischler and my
y'all started,
boy Farley.
Y'all started jumping.
They were like, dude, your ball disappeared. And I was like, I'm not buying this. We're not doing this. Because I just knew it wasn't in. Finally, we get up. We're in the cart. And Tischler is now filming me because he wants my reaction when we see it. And we're coming around this corner. Can't see it. And at this point, I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, man. And then finally, we get up to the top of the hill. We could see it. And I'm like, I told you it wasn't in. And it was a really good shot. I mean, I had a tap-in birdie, but no ace. Me and Mitch were absolutely on fire. So it was me and Mitch versus Berger and Farley. You know all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
We were up six at the turn.
Don't tell me y'all lost.
We didn't lose. But
y'all pushed.
No, we ended up we ended up winning the match on 17. Yes. We won one hole in the back nine, and that was only because Mitch hit an approach that was going to go 20 yards over the green, and it hit the flag and bounced right down to give him like a 5-foot putt.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys also started playing well in the back, but damn, we fell apart. There may be a corollary to alcohol consumption. I don't know. Do you know how far this Uber was from Hutchinson, Kansas, where I played golf, back into the city?
Hour 25.
3.5.
Wait. Y'all caught an Uber for 3.5? What was the price?
3.5.
Wait. 3.5 what?
$3.50.
$3.50? That Uber driver was like, I got these fools.
Yo, my man Randy was kind of looked like Santa Claus, had a minivan. And as soon as Randy...
You need a minivan for Mitch.
When Randy rolled up, I just gave him $20 cash to start our relationship. And he was cool. We got a 30-pack. We had the game on. We were chilling. There are worse Uber rides.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the time, we didn't make it to Q39, which sucked. But we did go meet up with... we went to Mahomes' steakhouse.
You got in? I heard the line was so damn long just to get to the bar. It was ridiculous.
You know who makes moves?
Who?
Monty.
Oh, Monty got you.
Steve Montgomery was in there. So we got in. We were hanging. And then Stanford Steve was there. And he was like, dude, the bar upstairs is... So Mahomes' steakhouse is very cool. Like, you could tell it's like super high end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like they had live music. This woman, you would have loved. This woman was attractive and walking around and like singing with people at their tables. But there was no TVs. Like, you couldn't watch the game. It was like, it was a high end vibe. And we had been playing golf and drinking beer for 10 hours at that point. And Stanford Steve is like, dude, go to the bar upstairs in the hotel. It's wide open. They got big screens. So we went up there. I assume it's the same food.
Mm-hmm.
And we got smoked wings, burnt ends, ribs, this fried smoked chicken, mac and cheese. We got a little pizza, too. The burnt ends, so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo.
It's the burnt end capital, they say.
Can we get Uber Eats to this studio? Probably, right?
I don't know. It's called Giselle.
Yo, hit up Giselle. We need some burnt ends. I think that's what we do. Yeah, burnt ends for lunch.
We know people. We know people here. They can tell us what to do, Jay.
But shout out. I appreciate my guy Brendan Porath, not Porass, Porath.
Yeah.
For getting us set up at Prairie Dunes yesterday. Listen, if you ever find yourself in Hutchinson, Kansas, you need to play that course.
I probably won't be in Hutchinson, Kansas.
It was epic, B.
All right.
It was.
I mean, when you shoot 42-75, I'm sure it was epic.
I mean, could that anything have been, so I was really good on the front, and in our text thread getting ready for the tournament, my boys were like, "How you playing?" I was like, "I'm playing awful. I'm terrified when I stand over the ball. Like, my game is completely vacant." And so, you know, 7th, 8th hole was, we're just kicking their ass. They're like, "Oh, playing awful, playing awful." I was like, "Just wait." Just wait.
It's coming.
It's coming. I don't know that I'm ever going to live in Kansas. I think I'm kind of at my Kansas quota. But if I was to want to sell my house and move to Kansas, there's only one person I would call. His name is John Leahy.
Just like Javier and Elma did. They wanted a new home, so they wanted something updated to help serve as a new beginning. But first, they needed to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy it. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time and house for free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost 20 grand over the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. That's John without an H. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the deal. Leahy has sold thousands of homes. Thousands. Right now, the housing market is kind of funky. Like, is it slowing down? Are rates going down? Are people just waiting? Nobody knows what's going on. Tariffs? I don't know. You need an expert, and John Leahy and the Fine Living Group are experts. Because if you need it, he can even buy your house with his instant cash offer program. Whatever it is, moving is stressful. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group remove the stress. Hit him up today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Linden. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live at the Odyssey Kansas City Studios in Mission, Kansas. It's a nice facility, dude. I've now been to New York, Richmond, D.C., and Kansas City. This one, New York is very nice because, like, all their shows, I think, are televised, like, nationally. I think, isn't Boomer, I think that the WFAN morning show, I think, is on CBS Sports Network. Mm-hmm. But this one's nice. This one's nicer than ours, definitely nicer than Richmond.
It's sweet.
Is your mic off again? Lanville, do you hear B? Talk now.
Yes.
There, now you're back.
Why did this over here have to be on for me to talk over here? Weird.
Maybe that one's for me. Listen, man, we're making it work here, but there's a lot of moving parts.
There's stuff going on. It's crazy.
This one is cool, though. They got this big Patrick Mahomes picture, and I guess the mascot for the Royals. I think KC's a good sports town. Let's be real. Nobody expects Washington to win tonight. I kind of like Washington to cover tonight. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's a big number. I think Mariota can run this offense. But I do believe a lot of folks are kind of freaked out about getting boat raced on Monday Night Football.
I think having Terry and Debo back changes a little bit. Because, you know, watching Jaden play without Terry and Debo. And look, the young guys don't have experience. They were trying. But when those two guys on the field, you approach them differently, which opens up stuff for other people. So Terry outside, Debo outside, maybe you don't have the extra guy in the box where the running game works a little bit more effective. Okay? Terry can beat somebody one-on-one. Debo can beat somebody one-on-one. And then maybe all of a sudden you try to play somebody over the top to cloud cover Terry or Debo, and now you have Luke or Jalen Lane or even Robbie Chosen or whoever.
Yeah.
Somebody may be wide open. It just changes things up a little bit, man. You know, and I think when you start getting a full group list of the people that you have on the field, things get a little better for people. So hopefully that works out tonight even better for them.
Yeah, I think it was a guess, but it might have been you. Whoever said it, I'm giving you credit.
It was very intelligent. It's probably me.
You know, a fully healthy Mariota with Terry and Debo may be more advantageous than having Jaden at whatever he is, even before the hammy, just dealing with the knee. Like, Jaden with Chris Moore, Robbie Chosen, Luke, and Lane, as your four active receivers, or Mariota with Debo, Terry, and then go down that list.
I discussed that with Fesco them earlier, and I was saying when you have a guy like Jaden who knows he can do just about anything, and then he gets on the field with guys that are basically inexperienced, young, and other guys hadn't been around for a long time, like Robbie Chosen. Automatically, that player tries to do more, right?
Yeah.
Also, we watch coaches sometimes call the plays in a way to where I'm calling them for that player to make the plays. And if you got a guy that's banged up a little bit, that's the last thing you want him to do. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So having him with those guys, I don't think it's better than having Mariota with Terry and Debo.
Right.
And when you bring him back, you hope to hell Terry and Debo are sitting there for him, because now he can just do his and stop trying to do more.
It's easy to just say Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Pacheco. Like, they got options, right?
Yeah.
Good offensive line. Two things that have me worried for tonight, and I'm not trying to be optimistic, right? It's not my job to convince people Washington has a chance at winning.
Mm-hmm.
But crazy ass happens in the NFL all the time.
All the damn time.
And so I think just to be overly convinced that this thing is going to be a drubbing, I don't know. The weather here today is weird. It's going to be weird like this all night.
Yeah.
It has like kind of like a Halloween vibe.
Yeah.
Just weird stuff can happen, man.
Seems like we're already on the 31st.
It does, right? It's 27th. Yeah. Two things that I don't like, Brian. Two things I think that are troubling.
Mm-hmm.
The Daron Payne situation, because that D-line has already been decimated.
Yes.
Daron Payne was a DNP all 3 days of practice with a toe injury. He's considered questionable for tonight. I think we'll probably get some information about that as the day goes on.
Turf toe?
Just says
sounds
toe.
Like it.
DQ didn't provide a ton of information. I'm sure you're shocked. I'll read you what Quinn said about it. Dan Quinn on Daron Payne's status. I posted this to Threads yesterday.
Mm.
He is dealing with a toe that's bothered him. So just kind of working through that to get him into that spot, but I'll know more over the next day and a half. Dan Quinn said that Saturday, probably at noon.
Okay.
Today is Monday, 9:30.
So we should know now.
I bet they know. I don't know if we're going to know.
Yeah, man. These injuries have been demoralizing in a sense. And also, it's too many of them. They've been popping up, dude.
And they're clustered.
Yeah, like very much.
Specifically on the D-line.
I think, like, coaches talk, and Dan talks about reassessing, like, weekly after seasons and stuff like that. They may have to reassess the approach a little bit next year. Listen, ain't much you can do based off of it, but the league and the damn NFLPA need to get together and reassess some approach too. Players better reassess, because it seems like people are losing their damn skills. They're losing their fundamentals in football. And that happens when you don't play football in practice. You know, you play tag and slow motion. Then you get in the game, you got to go full speed. That ish ain't the same way, right?
Right. Totally. It's going to be interesting because the pain injury isn't the only concerning injury. Obviously, Jaden's out. That's the top of the list, period. He's their best player. You don't have Jaden, that's a big deal, period. Yankoff's out. You see that? Yank hurt his hamstring. That Vegas ain't moving the line because Colson Yankoff's out, right? Mm-hmm. The pain injury, clearly major concern.
Definitely.
You know the other one that gives me concern? Matt Gay, the kicker. Popped up on the injury report, was a DNP on Saturday.
I would hate to put that one out for questions. People might say that might be a plus, but I'm just saying.
Back injury for the kicker.
Mm.
That, to me...
That is a problem.
That's a problem, man.
Yeah.
Back injury for anybody is a problem, but for the kicker, that's troubling, because if you go into the game with your kicker and he's hurt and he gets hurt and then all of a sudden you can't kick...
That's a giant situation.
Yeah. Like, we've seen that.
Do we have a backup kicker? I think we do. Are we better?
Because you got to elevate him from the practice squad. Like, there's just a lot needs to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The kicker situation is concerning because if you go into the game and then it gets worse and he can't go, all of a sudden you're going for two. Like, it's just...
He'll be aggressive.
He'll have no choice.
Yeah.
Or maybe Tress is kicking.
Does Tress kick field goals and stuff like that, too?
He did in college, I believe, but he doesn't in the pros. I'm just... It's one more thing for a team that seems to have everything going wrong.
Yeah.
And now you're in Arrowhead, and Taylor Swift's going to be there, and there's going to be 65,000 people screaming at you, and you got your backup quarterback. Like, it's just a lot of moving parts tonight. Mm-hmm. The pain injury... I mean, the pain injury, if he can't go tonight, and I think, frankly, I feel like the expectation should be that he can't go. He missed all 3 days of practice.
Normally, you miss all 3 days, you're not normally playing.
Right.
So,
like, the other dude that missed all 3 days was Jaden Daniels. They ruled him out.
Yeah.
You got to watch all, you got to pay attention to all of it, but if you're D-line tonight, I mean, what are we talking about? Preston Smith, Jalen Holmes, Kinlaw and Johnny Newton, if Payne doesn't go? It's kind of a starting.
Well, Eddie Goldman comes in.
Jacob Martin's giving you good snaps.
Yeah.
But a lot of hurt players, and it's been troubling. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium if they expect a blowout tonight. Bob Fesco from Kansas City will join us at 11. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitchell Finley and AC/DC on a game day Monday. I bet Commanders fans enjoyed just watching football yesterday. Just no skin in the game. Just get to watch. Check your fantasy. Check your bets. Eat some wings.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of
the wings?
What'd you think of the Aaron Rodgers Bowl last night?
Kind of felt like it was going, that happened, the way it happened, it was going to. He was doing some stuff early on, but as that game went on, Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy that would piss me off if I played with him. Every time he does something and something doesn't go right, it's his body language and action is always his somebody else's fault. Totally. I would have a problem with him. And as good as he is, you know, the guy got an unbelievable arm, talked a lot about it, but he would piss me the hell off.
Totally. He's petulant, dude.
Yeah, I would have words with him.
You know, Tomlin kind of does that too, though. I don't know if, like, the way he reacts throughout the game.
Mike is kind of like the same way the whole time, stoic the whole time. Aaron, when he throws, if he throws a ball and you make a miraculous catch, no matter how bad the throw is,
yeah,
he throw a bad pass, you don't catch it, he loses it. It's always somebody else's fault.
I think you and I have a very eyes wide open view of tonight's ball game. Mm-hmm. It's an uphill climb, dude. There's no way around it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but still, it's not impossible.
Right. I agree with you. I also like the number a lot. Like, you give me 11 points in an NFL game, I'm taking it.
Taking it?
Yeah. But the number, a cover doesn't change if they're 3-5 tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're 3-5, your odds of making the playoffs are pretty damn slim, et cetera. Luckily for us, we have always the optimist on our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Andrew Mullins the sixth. Landfill, how you feeling about tonight's game?
It's going to be a bloodbath.
What do you say?
It's going to be a bloodbath. What concerns you most?
Our secondary can't cover and they have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, the secondary is going to be a problem. The coverage busts that have been occurring for Washington are problematic. And worse, the last couple, it's looked pretty bad in the secondary over the last few weeks, honestly, kind of throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think they have even less means to generate pass rush outside of blitzing. And I don't know that they're going to kind of change who they are and how they call games.
You have to. You have to. I can't see it just going like it's been and expecting something different.
Dog, how much different would everything be if Jaden didn't fumble in the fourth quarter of that game against the Bears?
Hey, it'll be different.
Maybe 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Cowboys game still goes how it did, which was a thorough ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
They'd still be 4-3.
Yeah.
I think the way the Cowboys game looked with Pickens and CD is particularly why tonight looks very alarming. Mm-hmm. With the best quarterback of his generation, certainly. We could probably have a discussion about where he ranks all time, but undoubtedly the kind of post Brady Manning world of the NFL, Mahomes is the best. Period. Full stop. I don't care about MVP awards.
Nah.
It's Mahomes.
Totally.
The best quarterback of his generation, along with just speed, and a head coach that is going through the Hall of Fame. Like, it's a bad recipe, man.
Oh, yeah. They don't do much wrong. But we've seen games where they did a lot wrong.
Sure.
So it's just, you got to let the thing play out.
Jeffrey, how you feeling about tonight?
I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Is he nervous?
Jeff's a little nervous, he's not going to lie. Why are you nervous?
Go back.
Pacheco's been back.
Yeah. Our coverage on the outside when running the ball is bad. That Pacheco got the ability to take that thing to the outside and take it up the field. If we don't seal the edge or make that first tackle because we miss a lot of tackles, it's going to get bad. Do I have faith we can beat them? Yes, but we have to click on all cylinders.
Yeah, they have to play their best game, period.
Yeah.
but there's no rule preventing them from doing it. Yeah, they've got Pacheco and Kareem Hunt running the ball. Pacheco's prop is 48.5, so not a ton. Hunt at 19.5. I imagine those guys have receiving. I mean, just think about these receivers they're throwing at you, B. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Kelsey,
Speed.
Hollywood Brown, Juju. The guy Thornton was nasty for them, and he's like an afterthought now.
Yeah, yeah. But most of their stuff is all about speed, dog.
Speed kills.
Yeah. So
the explosive plays for Washington's defense have just been really problematic. You know, the rankings are getting bad. They're 27th in the NFL in yards allowed. Mm. Like, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
They are 30th in the NFL in yards per attempt.
You know, like when we went against, who was it, the Cowboys, I think, and we said that we thought they were going to play zone a certain amount of time, or man, whatever it was, and they did opposite. We have to adjust some things, bro.
Now, they did that because all the receivers were hurt, and the Cowboys are like, we can play press man against Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen.
Still.
Ideally, you that can't would be the
come,
same tonight.
If you just do everything you've been doing, and the way we've been doing it hadn't been good, it could be a problem.
Washington is 30th in the NFL at net yards gained per pass attempt. So, basically, how deep are people going on you per pass attempt?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting smoked.
Totally.
That's troubling. That is troubling. And it's trending worse that direction. All right, when we return, our guy Bob Fesco hosts Morning Drive here in Kansas City. Great dude, knows the Chiefs inside and out. We're going to ask him, Fesco, does Washington have a chance tonight? Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.